supposed to be here. You know, all of you, that the Rambam in Sefer Zvarim has Luchos Tzedaka subsumed under Matnas Aniyim. And the Matnas Aniyim, he begins with like a Chikropeya and so on. And then the Rambam has Perek Zayin, Ches, Ches, and Yud. Luchos Matnas Aniyim. Yud is the last Perek, the last four Prakim, in other words, of Matnas Aniyim is Tzedaka. And the Rambam in the last Perek has many halakhas of Tzedaka, but begins with a very interesting Hakdama, which is the fundamental Hashkafa of the Rambam in Tzedaka. And the Rambam begins with a Chazal, which is the Masechet Yevamot Perek Ha'Orel. The Gemara there says that if a person is not possessed of the midos of Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goymalei, Chasodim, he doesn't have the quality of mercy, he doesn't have the quality of busha, which is a very difficult thing to translate into English, but a certain sense of modesty and embarrassment and subtlety. And he does not have the quality of Goymalei Chasodim, of doing acts of chesed, of kindness, then there's a cheshash on his yichus, maybe he's not Jewish. And each one of these three midos, the Gemara brings a pasuk. And we could spend an hour discussing that one line in the Gemara. How did the Gemara derive every one of these three? But concerning Goymalei Chasodim, they bring a pasuk, which the Rambam now brings in the beginning of Perek Yud, of Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, where he describes the Hashkafa of Tzedakah. And the Rambam says something very remarkable. Chayovim anu lizoyer b'mitzvat Tzedakah, Yeser mikol mitzvos aseh. Now, you have to understand right away, someone should ask a question. It's very hard to imagine a hechid timtzi of mitzvos aseh of tzedakah without simultaneously having the lav of tzedakah. Loisa'amitzes luvavcha, loisikbeitzes yodcha, me'achicha evya. And we all know that the zehirus of anything that is an aseh and a lav is more than in any other mitzvah saseh per se. So therefore, what is the Rambam talking about? Number two, and which is a question, the stum that's going on in some of your minds, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Havizoyah b'mitzvah kalav kevachamura she'ein ato yodeya matan scharim shal mitzvos. So we don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu apportions schar, and of course it has a lot to do with lefum tzara agra, how much you have to invest, how much you have to sacrifice. So Me'efet Taisa, that there is such a thing as knowing that this mitzvah saseh you have to be more careful about than any other. So I would suggest at the very outset that the Rambam is not here talking about schar at all. And Einochanami, Einato yodei amatan scharim shal mitzvos. And the Rambam is not also speaking, therefore, about schar and onish in terms of the zehirus of what Hashem wants from me. So then, what is he talking about? The answer is he's talking exactly about that Gemara in the Sefer Yevamos. Now, in the original version, that's how it read. In the Maduris or Shapsi Frankel, they have a girsa simon litzadike zera Avraham Avinu. In the original version, it's simon latzadik zera Avraham Avinu. Is there any difference between the two? Maybe there is. But the gist of it, the essence, is the same. Everyone who is nizhar in tzedakah, he is showing, evidencing, that he is the descendant of Avraham Avinu. And that's what the Rambam meant by chayav lizoyer b'mitzvah tzedakah yeser. Moshe l'mohadov adoymeh, you have to show your identity tag to get into the building. So it's not chat that there's a chiyuv to do it. You're not going to get into the building otherwise. If a person wants to prove that he's a Jew, he doesn't have to prove it to the guard. He has to prove it to the Rabbanu Shlomo, and in a certain sense, even to himself. Being a Yid is doing chesed. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's the zehirus that the Rambam is talking about. A person should know what the stakes are. The question is who you are. And memeila simon latzadik zera Avraham Avinu shenemar ki yedativ leman asher yitzave es bonav es beis ha'achros Shamu Derech Hashem Lasais Tzedaka U'Mishpat. So of course that pasuk has three elements in it. Shamru Derech Hashem Lasos Tzedaka Lasos Mishpat. What does the Gemara emphasize? And which one of these nekudos did the Gemara pick to define who is Zera Avram Avinu? Gomlei Chasad. So what happened to Lasos Mishpat? We don't know why the Gemara doesn't say somewhere that if a person doesn't do Mishpat, is biyadua that he's not Mizera Shel Avram Avinu. It says Lasos Tzedaka U'Mishpat. I have another question. The question is, how do we know b'chlal that this tzedaka in the pasuk of Avraham Avinu has to do with charity, has to do with supporting people, has to do with gemilus chesed? Tzedaka u'mishpat is connected all the time. Tzedaka to mishpat, for example, Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about b'tzedek tishpat hamisecha many times. What is b'tzedek? He's with a certain measure of yosha, but it's a din in mishpat. Stoko mishpat ezavi mishpat sheyeshpat stoka hevi omer ze pshara. The whole concept of pshara as being a chelik of din is because of the idea of stoko mishpat. Mehecha teisa that this stoka has to do with what we call in the colloquial stoka, or what Chazal calls stoka. So you know who asked that question? The Ramban in Chumash. And it's in an interesting place, and he doesn't ask it as a question. He sort of gives it as a teretz. The Ramban in Chumash, Anoach Ish Tzadik. So let me read to you the words of the Ramban, very brief. The Ramban says, Ish Tzadik Tomim Hoya. So he says, His Yaski HaKosuv Shehoya Zakai V'Sholim B'Tzidkai. In his righteousness, in his overall righteousness. Lahodia shavoyil he notzol min hababu. She'ein lo onesh klal. He does not deserve any onesh whatsoever, noyach. Because hu tamim b'tzedek. What does he mean, tamim b'tzedek? He's perfectly righteous. He's completely an eved Hashem. Ki hatzadik hu hazakai b'din. The definition of a tzadik. Where do you get the idea that tzaddik has to do with without onesh, not deserving of any onesh? V'tzdiku es ha-tzaddik v'hirshiu es ha-rasha. The definition of a tzaddik is tzaddik b'din. That if you judge him, he will come out all right. K'may sha'amru v'hitzdiku es ha-tzaddik, and it's hefech ha-rasha, v'hirshiu es ha-rasha. V'chein, the pasuk in Nechemia, v'atot tzaddik al-ko ha-bo aleinu, ki emes ha-sisa v'anachnu v'shamu. V'chein, b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. So now, what does it have to do with us? L'hefech. It seems to corroborate the question. Zok the Ramban. Avo b'Avraham sh'oma la'asais tzedaka u'mishpat shibach oisei b'tzedek shehu ha'mishpat. Very interesting that the Ramban used the words here. Shibach also b'tzedek, meaning the tzedek that I've been describing before. The tzedek of b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. The b'tzedek of noach ish tzedek. The tzedek of ato tzedek al kol bo'aleinu. That is used in the pasuk referred to by which word? Tzedaka or mishpat? Mishpat. Since the pasuk mentions both, it mentions both tzedaka and mishpat. If tzedaka meant mishpat, so what's tzedaka and what's mishpat? So the Ramban says, when tzedek appears completely by itself, then it means mishpat. Some nuance of mishpat, perhaps, but it means mishpat. But when tzedaka and mishpat appear together, so tzedaka and mishpat are two separate things entirely. So what is the tzedek that you find everywhere else in the pasuk? It's a chiluk of mishpat by Avraham Avinu. So what is the tzedaka part of that pasuk? So that's rachamim. So that's what the Ramban answers our kashya. If tzedaka would have been by itself, it would have meant justice. But when tzedaka comes in conjunction with mishpat, mishpat means justice, so we have tzedaka left over to mean something other than justice. So what is the tzedaka? The tzedaka is rachamim. And that's what the Ramban says. Shibach also b'tzedek shehu ha'mishpat, uberachamim shehi ha'tzedakah. So the word tzedakah in the pasuk tzedakah mishpat means rachamim. Interestingly enough, I found a pasuk l'cha'ira that seems to contradict this yesod of the Ramban, and Hadron Kushyan Leduchte. Which pasuk is that? It's a pasuk everybody knows. Anyone who puts on film. Rastichli b'tzedek u'b'mishpat v'chesed u'b'racham. Exactly right. Is that the state separately, bazunda, v'chesed u'b'rachamim? So how can you say that tzedek u'mishpat means tzedek is justice, and mishpat is justice, and tzedek happens to be together with mishpat, tzedek means dafka rachamim. Hashtekah v'chesed u'b'rachamim b'feirush. So the shitosei, the very fact that it says separately because of the rachamim, so the chayrutz tzedek and mishpat has much more to do with each other. So I'll answer the question with the Rashi. It's like Valvika Rashi. Mayuritika Rashi. The Rashi in Hosea Perigimel, where this pasuk is to be found. Pasuk Chabal. So Perigbeis, wherever it is. Perigbeis. So the Rashi says as follows. U'v'chesed u'v'rachamim. Sheyavoy l'cha me'iti al yedehem. Rashi's teaching this pasuk is no rabbi. Rabban Shalom says, you do the tzedakah mishpat, and I will provide then mitzidi chesed v'rachamim for you. So in other words, there are two chalokim. It isn't a continuation of what you are doing. You are doing tzedakah mishpat, and you are also doing chesed v'rachamim. That would be a gvaldik kasha. No, you are doing tzedakah mishpat. So memela can be exactly like the Rambam. It's tzedakah is chasadim, and mishpat is din. And I will reciprocate, and I will grant you always the lifnei mishur hasadin, and always the rachamim that a Jew always needs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need tzedek, we need chesed and rachamim. So the Ribbon Shalom is expressing his reward, mitzidai, for our tzedakah mishpat. It's a merit de kazatzi. Say the pasuk every day, except for Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So it's not a bad idea to hear that pshat of Rashi. The Rashi says, Yitzaveh, he brings the pasuk of Avraham Avinu, Ksiv ki yedatid l'man asher yitzaveh v'chulu l'asay tzedakah mishpat, u'kenegdo nosan levonov chesed v'rachamim me'yes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema v'nosan l'cho rachamim. Shama Hashem Elokech Elokeis Habris Ves HaChesed. Posku Min Hatzdoka V'Hamishpat. What happens if Cholila V'Chatz Klal Yisrael forgets about Tzdoka Mishpat and stops doing Tzdoka Mishpat, which is the Yosher of Mishpat, the Ma'abes Es Hadin, and they stop giving Tzdoka and they stop doing Chesed V'Racham to others? K'mo Sh'oma Apostol Ken Omo Yisahoyfchim L'la'an O'Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates reverse midah keneged midah, chalila, and it brings a pasuk in Yom Yo, it's all in the same Rashi. Ki osafti yeshloimi me'eis ha'am hazeh, es ha'chesed v'sarachem. It says beferish in the pasuk that what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu gather in? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu restrain himself from? For providing Klal Yisrael es ha'chesed v'sarachem. Zetman from them alone, you see that the chesed and rachamim is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for us. So the tzedek of a mishpat leads to chesed rachamim. If chalila, it's like the pasuk says in Amos, pasku min ha-tzedaka u'min ha-mishpat, because it says ha-hoifkun l'an ha-mishpat and tzedaka lo ha-retzi nifu. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Yom Yom, ki osafti ha-shloimi es ha-chesed v'sarach. Kishiyachzu u'lasay tzedaka u'mishpat. Right? So the Shenemar, Tzion b'mishpat yipode b'shaveh v'tzedaka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moisif aleihem rachamim, end of the Rashi, beautiful Rashi, moisif aleihem rachamim v'chesed, oisa oisan atora l'arbaton u'moshivan v'roishan. He takes their tzedaka mishpat, his chesed and rachamim, and he makes of it such an atora for Klal Yisrael. So that's the answer to our question. We started out with asking, how do you define tzedakah mishpat? After that, this tzedakah is tzedakah. the Ramban answers because it says Mishpat together with it. And then it would be a redundancy. And the Ramban could have answered because it's a nuance of Mishpat, that Tzedaka is a certain kind of Mishpat, but it's not what the Ramban answers. Instead, he answers that Lasa Tzedaka is Tzedaka v'Chesed, and Mishpat is Yosher and Din. And, of course, he answered, how come then the Pasuk says Tzedaka Mishpat v'Chesed v'Rachamim, by saying that's not all the four things that Klal Yisrael has to do, because Chesed and Rachamim of Klal Yisrael for other Jews is included already in Tzedaka, like the Ramban says, as the Ramban said. But instead, it's the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for Klal Yisrael. We will provide the Tzedaka Mishpat, which is both Din and Rachamim for Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide Chesed and Rachamim for us. And of course, the Gula HaSidah, Siyam B'Mishpat Tipada B'Shavah B'Tzedaka is what we will do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return to us the Midas HaChesed and Midas HaRachamim, Vayisa HaTorah L'Arbat. The Ramban continues, and he says, after Lamana Shay Yitzaga, the Enki say Yisrael Misconi Vedasa Emes Almedes Elo Bitztaka. Vay Yisrael Nigolim Elo Bitzchus Hatztaka, he brings the Pasuk Tziyan B'Mishpati Pada. I wanted to stress the incredible nature of giving Tztaka from a different angle entirely by quoting just a little bit of a Zaya. Zaya HaKadosh. Zaya HaKadosh in Parshas B'Chukosai. It's a Vayikra. They always give the daf numbers according to the original, the first printed edition. So it's daf kuf yud gimel on the base. Pasuk is v'nasati gishmechem be'ito. So the Zaya says something amazing. On this pasuk takiv shamu derech Hashem lasis tzedaka mishpat. So he says, that's the other question. Remember I said there are several parts to this pasuk. Shamu derech Hashem, lasa tzedaka mishpat. We could have interpreted, v'shamu derech Hashem. And what is derech Hashem? Lasa tzedaka mishpat. Zaya is not satisfied with that. And the Zaya apparently learns, and it's an incredible yalfusa, that v'shamu derech Hashem is speaking about Klal Yisrael, that they are shomer derech Hashem, and thereby they create Tzedaka Mishpat. And Tzedaka Mishpat is a kinui for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're Moisif Chayil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Midah of Tzedaka Mishpat. Feel like what? Shomru Derech Hashem. What will be the consequence? That they actually enhance Kivayochol the Bayer Yoylem himself. They make the Midah of Tzedaka Mishpat in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An amazing idea. This is the Lashon. V'chikeivan d'ksiv v'shamu derech Hashem amai lasis tzedaka u'mishpat ela man d'notir urchoy d'oyraisa kivayochol hu oise tzedaka u'mishpat umay tzedaka u'mishpat da kutsha brichu. Tell it because that. So it's interesting that if we combine what we said before to what we say now, you have a remarkable thing. That the inyan of defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Tzedaka Mishpat is because these are the two pillars of his binyan of the entire world. And these two pillars, when we imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are actually enhancing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he speaks there about, so the next line is very remarkable. Doesn't happen too often in the Zohar, this next line. Bocha Reb Shimon v'Amar. Reb Shimon. Shimon bar Yochai. Bocha Reb Shimon v'Amar. He cries from the tsar that he has. V'Amar vayilon libinei nosha. Woe unto us humans. Dolo yadin v'lo mashgichin biyikra demareo. They don't understand and they don't care about the kavod of their master. Man ovid shma kadisha b'chol yoyma. Who is the one that creates, it's an amazing lashon, creates the shame hakadosh every single day? Eima, man di yohiv tzedaka l'miskeina. The person who gives tzedaka to the are a man to the miskain, to the ani. Yohiv tzedakah l'miskeino actually enhances shma de kutcher b'chol. Why was he crying? Because mitapluta, the goyim was also crying. Remember the goyim was crying? When the goyim was nifter, chalamayit sukkas, he was crying. So they asked Rebbe, why are you crying? He says, for a couple of pennies, you can buy a lulav, an esrig, a tzitzis. He was holding a tzitzis. For a couple of pennies. And for that, he can be zaycha to who knows how much chayi olam abo. For a couple of pennies. Bacha, for a couple of pennies, you can make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name great. Unbelievable. Bacha, Reb Shimon. One question you shouldn't ask me. What exactly does it mean that we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This we will not go into. Anything else you want to ask me, you can ask me.
In that vein, just how the Zohar says, I guess I can't understand now, as you said, I can't understand it, how we can enhance the tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the Zohar mean by
well, mishpat? You see, you could ask a lot of things within the context of the Zohar. First of all, if you just think for a moment, you would never have a world in existence, the cloud, without the regimen of the world, without the regime of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very much as a mashal ba'alma, like a classroom. The Rebbe might want to love his Talmidim very much. It says in the Pasuk, in the Rambam and Chazal, Zroik Mora b'Talmidim. A Rebbe has to have a time when he begins the shiur and when he ends the shiur. Rebbe has to have an attendance. You can come whenever you feel like. There's no such thing. When the Talmidim left the shiur, they left early because they wanted to eat their sudas yomtiv. So he says elu bali patotzim and elu bali chaviyos, and he was ranking them out. And when there were very few of them left at the very end, and then they also left. So that was chlala zilzul in the shir and the Rebbe. So he cursed them. You have to have a system. There has to be a sun and a moon, and they have to have a mahalo, and they have to have laws of physics. This is all mishpat. Mishpat doesn't mean judgment in the sense that somebody did something wrong. The reason is judgment when somebody does something wrong is because there's a system. Without that countervailing balance of mishpat, the whole tzedakah isn't worth anything, because you wouldn't have the kiyum ha'olam for a minute. So all tzedakah requires mishpat, and of course all mishpat requires tzedakah. But that mishpat requires tzedakah is a very big chiddush. The Romans did not know about such a thing. You look at the literature of the Romans and how they write about tzedakah, they laugh at us, they mock us, just like they mock Shabbos. The Jews are all lazy good for nothings, they write. Tunis Rufus, Shaul Tunis Rufus is Rabbi Akiva, Gemara and Baba Basra. What daf is it? Daf Ches, Daf Ches, whatever it is. Shaul Tunis Rufus is Rabbi Akiva. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Aniyim if he loves them so much? Why does he make them so poor? So there's a whole dialogue between Rabbi Akiva and Tunis Rufus. But they didn't understand such a concept. Poor people are cursed by the gods. And that's the matzav. And don't interfere with the gods' plan for them, because then you may suffer the same thing. And if they don't deserve it, they don't deserve it. The usher is an usher because he meant to be an usher, and so is the ani in reverse. So the whole notion that mishpat can include tzedakah and need tzedakah as the countervailing, that's a chiddush of the Torah. That is our contribution to the world. All the people that are donating to tsunami relief is because of the Judeo-Christian tradition. Never mind. They never would have been mechadish such an idea on their own. A friend had mentioned that the nature is taking its course. What does it have to do with me? And this idea that you are making HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaveyoko, whatever it means, is that when you give tzedakah, inevitably you have to enhance both tzedakah and mishpat, because they have to go hand in hand. But now, I want to be moisif al reka what we just said, a very impressive Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Every Or HaChaim is impressive in terms of learning. I mean impressive, not admirable, but impressive. It should make a roshan. It makes a tremendous roshan on anyone who hears it. And I think it could theoretically change a person's life. This Zohar should also change a person's life. Imagine, you give tzedakah, you change HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayoko. You enhance HaKadosh Baruch Hu's God in the world. But this Or HaChaim HaKadosh is on the pasuk in Kesef Talbe Esami, in Parshas Mishpatim, not so long ago. as her only ima. By the way, just derech agav, speaking about this, the whole idea of goyim giving tzedakah, you know that the Ran in Sanhedrin says that b'nei noach ha-metzuvah on tzedakah. Yeah? So, from which pasuk? From last tzedakah week. Interesting. Just that Avraham Avinu, when he taught the whole world, so not everybody got the lesson, got the message. The person has the message and he has it in his blood, that's Zera Avraham Avinu. But according to the Ran and the Ramah, the Yad Ramah, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says as follows. Amazing Or HaChaim. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, he quotes Chazal, Kol in Sheba Mikra Rishus, Chutz Mizu. Yom Chuyib to be Mal Be'asam. Never mind that it says in the post of in, Kesef Tal Be'asam. In. It's not it. It's when. It's that. Because you must. Tzorich l'das lama yedaber Hashem b'derech safek b'makom vada. So he wants to know very much the kasha, the kind of question that a kid would get a slap from his fifth grade rebbe, because it's a kasha he can't answer. Why, if it's mitzvah and you're mechuyev to do it, does it say it? You know the ma'aseh with tzapichas b'dvash. The rav used to repeat it 100 times. I heard it 20 years. I heard it from the rav used to 100 times. It's a famous Litvish joke. Not a joke, a story that, you know, that's meant to teach a lesson of what it means to be a Rebbe. So the Rebbe's teaching the Talmud Tzapich and Bidvash, and the Talmud, the little kid, lifts up his hands, Rebbe knew, plus main Tzapich is Bidvash. So he says like this, he says, the Yidin, they came out of Mitzrayim, and they were suffering from tremendous hunger, because Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the man, and the time of the man was like Tzapich is Bidvash. So yeah, but Rebbe, what does Tzapich is Bidvash mean? So he takes a deep breath, and he says, listen, and they had to go into Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, they suffered tremendously. But when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were still hungry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the man, and the man tasted like tzapichas b'dvash. So the Rebbe gets already very exhausted, but he says, no, Lai hakapton melamed. He passes it over a couple of times. He says to him, Elzachai. The Baruch Hashem created the world and he made Adam Arisha. And he goes, again, the gods of Baha'u'llah, and finally he gets to the man, and the taste of the man was what Tzapich is with. Abba Rebbe, first made Tzapich is with Vash. He goes over to the kid, wherever he was sitting, and in the langsam afras, three times he says, Mechutzif that you are. You don't even know what means tzapich is v'dvash, and you want me to tell you what happened before my celebration? it's one of those questions. The Rebbe says that this im means you must. So the kid is. So then why does it say it? So does feto erachayim akodesh, amongst, of course, many others. The tzorech l'das. Why? Moment you dado Hashem bedel of Safik b'makom vada. Ulai kibah hakosuv l'haydia. Ula hashiv gam kein. He says you can answer this question if you'll answer another question. He says, and this question he doesn't know how many people are going to ask. That's often the business impossible. But the other question is a question about life. He says ula hashiv gam kein l'asher yishal hashoel bir also. You see a person, I described on Shabbos there, I was talking about Faginning. The last Ramah, Toiv Leiv Mishteh Tomid, the last Ramah, because we think we're already almost by Yudalit of Adar HaRishon. So I spoke about that last Ramah. So I said, why in the world, I drive on the FDR drive, not just for the last 18 years on the Lower East Side, and 18 years came out, 36 years came out, I'm driving to Yeshiva. And I pass by around 34th Street, I don't know exactly, there's a marina for yachts. And there is a yacht, and the yacht, on top of the yacht is a helicopter. A little tiny helicopter, looks almost like a toy. I imagine it works, but I don't know. So I asked myself, I have never seen, I mean, I go Baruch Hashem every single day, except for Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Day in, day out, day in, day out. The yacht is always there, and the helicopter is always on top of it. A big effect, so what's the point? He never uses the yacht. So I realized why. I figured it out right away, because he has three others like it.
So then I still wasn't satisfied. Because Lamaisa, if you use a yacht, you might need a helicopter. Well, you have to escape. But if you don't use the yacht, what do you need a helicopter? But I figured that one out also. Because he wants that the million people who drive by on the FDR drives should see that that yacht has a helicopter. And your yacht doesn't have a helicopter. So Lemaisa, he asks this question. Why does a person have four chateaus? Why does a person have 17 bathrooms in his house? What's the point? So he married it, but the Ora Chaim HaKadosh at Avegishtel, never mind the sonness of life, the Avegishtel, the Yisod, that's unbelievable. And if a person goes with this Yisod, it's a very scary Yisod. But it's Reis of Malayin Hoin Osok Leloit Tzairech Boy. He'll never make a dent in what he has. The Yomar Adam, Mohena Oitzvei Zahav LaAdam LaLoi Dover. It gets very poetic here. What is this all for? Lama loy hispik Hashem losis loy mezainoisov kanzvite. Lo yiyezeh godol mi Yaakov Avinu. Why should this person be any greater than Yaakov that begs for nasan li lechem lechem lebeged lubash? Asher shah lechem lechem lebeged lubash. Hein emes. Ki ma sheyechsa la'odom yikidei tzarko. He says, aniyim I understand. Aniyim I understand. So he has, he says, you can tie up, not that every oni is dafka liyasra alavayna. And it's interesting, yes, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create aniyim? Rabbi Akiva answers to give us olam haba by providing for them. Oh, but he says, we can understand liyasra alavayna, masha enkin oitzra sayin, but if a person is excessively rich, so what's it all about? Lama liish ein loy tzarek bahem. He starts here with an incredible philosophy. He says, HaKadosh Baruch, we say in Birkas HaMazon, the first bracha, some say it, but the Yisoid of Paseach Es Yodecha, even the Sachashkenaz is masking. The Nusach Sfar says, but in the Yisayda Dover, from the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Rachayim HaKadosh provides literally for everyone, bar none. But, the Ani Nebach has to get it from the bank teller. He cannot get it directly from Hashem. So he does not get it with Ma'aseh Yodah. He doesn't get it with Yerushas Nachum. He has to get it from another person. And that is his quote-unquote onesh. But he has his chelek from Hashem through the other person. Therefore, the other person has that much more money because his bank has grown and grown. So he's a city bank. And other people are a local bank. But the tzad hashoveh shebekulam is that whatever is more than you really need belongs to the aniyim that you are mechuyav to give it to. And just like a bank teller cannot say to the yankel that's standing in front of him, I'm sorry, today I don't feel like giving you. So the same way the usher has no right to do that because it's not his money. Rachayim HaKadosh is meras sinivra. He says, and this is his lashon, Ki Hashem b'chazdei noisein b'shefa atzorech b'revach l'chalish v'ish. V'hoyo ki yechto odoch. There ain't a road with kabot and a sosso with kabot. Maybe kale hakabot. He cannot get it directly from Hashem. Achelek hamagiyoy lo yitlenu elyon. Hashem doesn't take his chelek away. Ela, harehu miskabets el mokom acher. He gathers elsewhere the dia parnosas halos im odom acher. Haboloy derech shom parnososso. Visparnes bepechisus bebezir. The bizoyim that is associated with that. Kasher gozer hagoyzer b'tzedek. V'yas Hashem b'zerach b'derach zeh l'beiz midos toivos. Pa'alef nishtalim odom ba'olam hazeh pa'oloi hara. He suffers in this world, he won't suffer the money in the next. V'habeiz k'dei sheyizka ha'noisim b'emtzos nesinas tzedakah v'chesed v'deyayim. Zehu Amrali in Kesef Talvesan. Pirush. Im. What's the im? He says, im, if you discover that you have more than you need. That's the im. If you see that something's going on, how come everything I touch turns to gold? How come this real estate deal suddenly made me a millionaire? How come I have all these yachts? So the person says, ah! What do you need that for? All the tzaras of people who are rich come from having a lot of money. Their life is not a life. They chase it forever. The children don't know from them. Most of them go off the derech, or they take drugs or get involved in all kinds of things. They get into car crashes with their Lamborghinis and Alish Shrek Lechazah. They don't pay any attention to the elders. Nobody can teach them anything. And they never amount to much. But if a person would say to himself, this is Alts Nishmaya. So then he would become a Balabas. And everything else belongs to the Anir. So he's also a banker on the side. Then all the other chesronos would fall away. The children would be children, and he would be a person. And on top of that, he would be Zaycha a million times for Chayyim Lamabo. Just a matter of a perspective. I just wanted to be the scientist about things of my negative shir. Speaking about perspectives one more thing that the Rambam says that always intrigued me. So I have a machlokes with my brother, Avraham, from Queens, about the pshat of this line in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "La'olam ein adam ma'ani min hatzdaka." A person never became poor by giving tzedaka. Ve'ein shum adav ara al hezek niglal b'shvil hatzdaka shenema v'hoya ma'isa hatzdaka shalom. Nothing bad ever happens because you give tzedaka. So the kasha, of course, is what else bad could happen except that you lose your money. So the Rambam, what else could be bad about it? The Torah says you give away money, then you don't have. So my brother said, it means like this. If you give away money, two things can happen. Number one, you don't have that money. So that's eino de ma'ani. You never become poor. But the money you could have invested could have made you money. So what about all that increment that you now don't have the capital to invest because you gave it away to the aniyim? So that's what he means. Ein shum davar al hezek niglal b'shvil hatzdaka. Like you have the concept by Chol HaMoed of what? Davar al avod. So there's no davar al avod by tzedaka. Nothing will happen that should have happened to you. You will not lose mashu in your potential, in your investment. It's a very nice pshat. I was thinking something, the noisak was that, something was bothering me tremendously. A person has a beautiful Shabbos table. He's endowed with a very, very wonderful home. He has everything is shining. The silver is polished. Table, the children. Eshtecha kegefen pyriya banecha kishesilei zaysim sabidushul panecha kichein yivorach geber yirei Hashem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me to take this Nebuch fellow who doesn't have neither a wife nor children, doesn't have a home, doesn't have a parnasa, doesn't have anything. And he says, bring him into your house and let him witness this scene. And I say, absolutely not. And I hurl like that. I wouldn't wish it on a dog. I'm serious. Person makes a chasana. In Europe, there was a table finding. You know what it means, a chasana? This person's struggling. He can't marry off his child. He doesn't have the wherewithal. Nobody wants to look at him. Nobody wants to look at her. And here's the Reva, and with a hatzlocha, and a chasana, Talmud Koch on the tour, and everybody's singing and dancing, and the musicians are playing. And he should watch all of this. I set a table finding. How could you do such a thing? What am I, crazy? Zok the Rambam, Ein shum davar ra hezek nidval b'shvil tzedakah. The Eibishter says, you give tzedakah to the Arman, no damage will occur. And I think, punfakeh, the tremendous opportunity for kina, Rabbi Yerucham, the Mira Mashkiach, if I didn't see it with my own eyes, I could hardly believe that anybody could say it. He says that when someone wishes you, it's on the pasuk, "V'tachas raglov k'maisu livnas hasatiru k'etzem hashamayim v'toya." He says you need the maisa, you need the gashmi to remind you. Baruch Shalom knew about the civilization. What does he need the livnas hasatiru to remember civilization in Israel? And what's Ketzem Hashemayim L'Torah? The opposite there, Hatzlacha. Everybody knows Hatzlacha for what it is. He says like this. He says that a person comes to a simcha and he wishes you a mazel tov. And in his heart he is saying, I wish you didn't have a mazel tov. But we rely on the master maven, on the personality of Rabbi Yerucham, who was the de facto rosh of the entire yeshiva of Mir. That's how powerful and how influential he was. And everyone is maskin that his insights were unbelievably profound. In human nature I'm talking about. So if he says it, then it's true. And Be'emes, when you think about it, to overcome that moment of kinna, it's the hardest thing. Covered everyone is masking is not an easy thing. And taiva, certainly everyone is masking. So this is one of the trilogy. Hakinna v'hataiva v'hakovid matzina sa'adam noyo. So how do you manage to quell all of that and not get this massive ayin hara? A person makes a big bar mitzvah, a big simcha. So he says, don't do it, make it b'shei. Halacha says, no, you're supposed to make a simcha mefo'ara. And the Magen Avraham says, he's supposed to make a bar mitzvah like a chasim. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to spend and go into Hakan and to that and make something that's outlandish and absurd. But a simcha is a simcha. The minute that you have a nice spread, and the minute that you have a beautiful chuppah, and you have flowers, which is, by the way, a halacha, because the Tashbitz Katan says that just like Har Sinai, that's how you're supposed to make a chuppah. And on and on, and everybody's happy, and everybody's having a good time, and everybody's smiling, and it's a tremendous moment. So it doesn't take that much for the kinnah and for the frustration and for the anguish, especially of an aramat. So the Baruch Shalom says, no, take them in. And once they're in, you'll be under the umbrella of protection of Ein Shum Dover Rao Hezek Nigel Abishvil Atzdaka. And the male will be an environment where there's no kinnah and sin. Nothing will affect you. Nobody, even the Gvir, if he comes and he has kinnah, is not going to be able to impact upon you, because the umbrella, the cocoon, is mamish like the Jews in the Midbar, saying, Los Choloi Balsam. Nothing's going to happen to you. That's what I wanted to say as the Pshat Mizrana. We take everything into account from the beginning to the end. It's a simon of Zera Avram Avinu, Stoko Mishpat. It helps enhance HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayochel himself. It's an entirely different perspective. It gives us the responsibility to give what's not ours to begin with as a gizbar. It gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunity to repay us with chesed and rachamim, as Rashi said. And finally, Ein Shum Dover Rao Hezek Eliyahu Nigla B'Shvil HaTzedakah. So Chayav Adam Lizor B'Mitzvah Stoka Yosef B'Kol Mitzvah Shabbat.